But I loved every minute of the first grade. The second grade, I enjoyed very much, but always they put the girls on one side and the boys on the other. And I could never understand why my friends couldn't sit with me. I don't know why I like, of course, all girls like boys, but at that early age, I had played with boys more than girls, so I thought we should be one. But the third grade, I had scarlet fever. And at that time, they did not have an antibiotic that would cure or help with the disease. And they burned my desk, they burned my clothes, they burned my books, and I was quarantined for 6 weeks into our house there. And I can remember my aunt and my mother standing over me, fanning me. They didn't have electric fans in the ceiling like we do today. They would just stand there and fan me. And I understand you run a very high fever. And they really didn't know if I would live or die. But I know that the nurse would come by, Pink would come by, and she would stand at the door. She wouldn't come in and say, "How is Nan today?" Or they call me Sarah Nan, real Southern. But I, of course, lived through that and went to school. I could not wait to get school. And 2 or 3 days later, I came down with the mumps. So the third grade was kind of hard for me, but I loved it. That's when I got behind. And but they were so good to send me my paper, but they never wanted my paper back, and I couldn't understand that because they was afraid that I would have germs on something. So they would, my mother would say, "Yes, she did this." So I got to go on to the fourth grade.
And as you got older, what types of activities would the children participate in school?
Oh, after school, when I was in the fourth grade, I'm trying to think of, was overcrowded in our school there, and we had to go to the First Baptist Church. Then they had a, off to one side, which is no longer there, had a building, and we went to school there, but we had to walk back up to the cafeteria, and then play on the playground and then go back to school at the church. But we had some good times there at the fourth grade going to church. There was a lot of vines. I can remember now, I know that they were the canes, trees, the little canes that grow up, and there's a field of them that we used to go back through there, and we would make a little hut, and we have just certain girls could go in there. And we always had a good time, whatever we were doing.
Did the schools themselves have activities?
When I got up in the fifth and sixth grade, that's when they found out that we really had nothing to do but just to go home. We go by Mrs. drugstore and get an ice cream and go home. And the Presbyterian Church had, they built, it was an area that they called a gym, but they would allow skating. And we had skating in there every afternoon. And so that was the,